You're listening to Vatican Radio. Is non-violent protest an effective means of combating war and oppression? Are today's conflicts caused by deep-rooted problems of poverty, injustice and exclusion? And can Catholics continue to support the just war theory in the face of modern high-tech militarization? These are just some of the complex questions facing participants at a Rome conference organized jointly by the Catholic Peace Network Pax Christi International and the Vatican's Justice and Peace Council. In a message sent to the opening of the meeting on Monday, Pope Francis praised the initiative of revitalizing the tools of nonviolence, particularly during this Jubilee Year of Mercy. The three-day encounter brings together some 80 theologians and peace activists from conflict zones around the world. Its goal is to explore ways in which their positive experiences of nonviolent activism can shape theological thinking and Catholic teaching in schools, universities, seminaries and parishes, moving away from just war towards the concept of just peace. I sat down with Pax Christi co-president Marie Dennis to find out more about the origins of the conference and the questions that participants will be discussing at the closed-door meeting.
The idea of a conference has been in the works for a few years. The conversation about the centrality or lack thereof of nonviolence in the Catholic tradition has been a matter of concern for many people in many corners of the world over years. For the last few years, a number of us within the Pax Christi community and among some of the religious congregations interested in peace and nonviolence have been talking about how to move the conversation forward. What would it mean to become, for example, one of the questions was, would the Catholic Church become a church publicly committed to a just peace? So we've been talking about that for a couple of years. And our thought was that the conversation would be much more fruitful if we could include in the conversation key components of the Catholic community, beginning with the Vatican. So we began to raise this question with the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace. And we also involved and included in the conversation the leadership of religious congregations, as well as some organizations like Pace Bene and some others. So for a few years, we began to develop the concept paper, which is available publicly, that literally says, how do we not allow a situation to continue in the world where the assumption is when there is a situation of conflict or violence or potential conflict, the only answer is drop some more bombs? How do we generate more creative thinking so that the experience of active and effective nonviolence can begin to move the possibility of solving our conflicts in nonviolent ways more to the center of our moral theological thinking?
This is a concept that you say has been developing within the Catholic Church over recent decades, hasn't it?
Very much so. For many centuries, in the face of conflict or potential war, the Church institutionally and in advising political leaders tended to turn to the just war theory all the time. In the 20th century, however, and most especially in the last quarter of the 20th century, after observing the experience of successful nonviolent revolutions in Eastern Europe, in the Philippines, and so on, the Church in teaching began to move the possibility of nonviolence more to the center alongside the just war theory. Some of us believe that the just war theory has more often, in especially the context of war as it is now being fought, but even in the last century, that that idea of a just war is not only almost impossible to meet the criteria if they're ever really applied fully, but it is very often used or abused by political leaders to say, oh, well, this war is just and that war is just. And so many of us have been questioning whether that continues to be a useful expression, even sort of in the political and public realm. Does it actually prevent creative thinking about nonviolent alternatives? At the same time, we who were followers of Jesus Christ have been studying more and more closely the modeling that he did in his life in the first century Palestine. And it's very clear from scriptural exegesis that Jesus, in the context of a very threatening and violent occupation and a strong movement to overthrow the occupiers, that Jesus consistently modeled a nonviolent, very strong enough to get him crucified, but a very strong call for a nonviolent response, even to terrible oppression. So our thought was that I, for example, come from the United States, and it's very easy for me to, at a personal level, say that I'm nonviolent, that it seemed very important to us that we listen very carefully to what our sisters and brothers from Iraq and South Sudan and Colombia and the Philippines and other places in the Middle East, Syria and so on, have to say about the place of nonviolence in our church teaching. What can we be saying about that? And so part of our hope in preparing for this conference was that we'd use a process that was inductive, that we would begin by the experience of people who have lived with violence, lived in war, and found successful ways to remain nonviolent or to observe effective nonviolent practices in that kind of a setting.
Although, as you know, in the Middle East today, there are many bishops who are crying out to the West to take further, stronger action, aggressive action against so-called Islamic State to protect people there whose lives are in danger every day. What do you say to them?
That is exactly the kind of question that we need to be asking and listening, and we need to be listening very carefully to their answers. Our belief is that the world has failed to focus on early warning or to develop nonviolent ways to protect people in very dangerous situations, that there is much more that could be done in response to those very important and real calls for help than what we are doing now. And so the focus on diplomacy, the focus on supporting civil society efforts within even very violent contexts, the focus on interposition and work that groups like Nonviolent Peace Force and Christian Peacemaker Teams do, that if we invested more as a world and worked together to protect those who were vulnerable, that we could do a much better job of it. So it is absolutely not denying the very serious need, but pushing ourselves, demanding of ourselves that we invest more financially and intellectually and in terms of creativity in finding other ways. And part of that is that that is who we are. We are called to be peacemakers. But it's also because when you look around the world, over the last many decades, number one, war is not being fought in the same way that it was in the past. And our experience more and more is that violence really does beget violence. And so situations where we respond to violence with violence or we try to protect people with more violence, what we're finding is that that often doesn't work. So how do we start down another road in imagining ways to respond that actually could produce a world that is safer for everyone?
There's also been talk about a possible papal encyclical looking at this whole area of peacemaking. Can you tell me anything about that, whether you know anything that's in the works?
No, I really can't. It would be a personal hope of mine that Pope Francis would find a way, whether it's in an encyclical or another teaching, to help us as a Catholic community learn about the potential for nonviolence. We've been talking about deepening our understanding and our commitment, our understanding of nonviolence and our commitment to nonviolence as a Catholic community worldwide. And that will take leadership from the Vatican. It will take a commitment that in our seminaries, in our universities, in our parishes, in our Catholic schools, that we learn about the possibilities of nonviolence and of active nonviolence, of being engaged in a real way in changing the structures of our societies.
But you feel that half a century on after Pacem in Terris, time is right for a new look at Catholic teaching on peacemaking?
Yes, I certainly do, and I would say that would be the hope of Pax Christi International as an international movement committed to peace and reconciliation. And we think there are many reasons for that, in addition to the need to lift up much more, in a much more articulate way, at a local level, our understanding of nonviolence and our understanding of how Jesus modeled a way of nonviolence that was very powerful. We need to study that better as a Catholic community. But it is also true that practically in the world, we are looking, Pope Francis talks about the Third World War, which is irregular in so many ways, there seem to be no boundaries to it, whether it's explosions in Iraq or Turkey or Yemen or Brussels, or it's fighting with drones wherever in the world they happen to be aiming. We need to really think again about how do we as a Catholic community give witness to the world that we are committed to follow Jesus as a peacemaker in a very difficult world.
It would have seemed much easier in the past when it was states fighting against each other to move in the direction you're talking about. Today, in an era of non-state actors, of apparently irrational and fanatical ideologies that don't seem to listen to any form of dialogue or negotiation.
It is very difficult, but I believe that the reality of the extremist violence that we're seeing now in many places in the world is a reality that is the result of deep injustice, the result of exclusion and of a sort of way of living that we need to look at. So we can't just talk about, well, we have to be peacemakers in some kind of an isolated way or dialogue will do it. We have to be looking at the very deep roots, interconnected roots of poverty, exclusion, lack of reconciliation, of environmental destruction and climate change and lack of peace. All of these systemic issues need to be addressed. It's a long-term process. But if we never begin, if we only always think, if we drop more bombs, somehow we'll stop it, we will never change this picture.
Marie Dennis is co-president of Pax Christi International.